much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. And his 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a hot and humid Thursday evening from Riverwalk Capital of Montgomery. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarelli join alongside Gary Green momentarily. It's game three of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits, and the Shuckers right now looking to get out of this funk they're in. They have dropped their last six games, including last night's 8-4 win in favor of Montgomery. Biloxi scored four runs in the top of the first. Jackson Reed's two RBI double. Noah Campbell and Gabe Holt, pair of RBI singles as well. Big storylines yesterday. Freelick, who had missed the last 12 games, hadn't played since June 21st. Finished the game 2-for-5, pair of singles, and a run scored. Gabe Holt missed the last 15 games. He hadn't played since the series before in Chattanooga. And Holt would also tally two base hits and drive in one run as well. So both guys coming back, performing well. But it was the Biscuits in the end. A grand slam in the third inning by Nico Holsizer gave the Biscuits a 5-4 lead, and they would not look back in that contest. As the Biscuits themselves have now won their last four games, look to go for five today. But the also big news yesterday, the leader in saves in all of minor league baseball, Cam Robinson, making his 2022 season debut with the Shuckers. He tossed his first inning and struck out two in the process, and Garrett Green had a chance to chat with them before the game here in Montgomery. That's next on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games, behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Cam Robinson, who made his 2022 double-A debut, but not his actual double-A debut. That came last season. Cam, it was a great end of the season for you to Wisconsin. What was the experience like for you to get promoted up here to double-A after a really good first half of the season with the T-Rats?
It was a good feeling, you know, something you work hard for. You grind out in the cold, in the heat, doesn't matter. Just it feels good to get promoted for something that you work hard for.
Now, as I said, you obviously made your double-A debut last year. That was a break glass in case of emergency. Came up from high A, made one appearance for the Shuckers, and then went back down. Or you were with low-A Carolina. What was the difference like, and kind of what was different for you that you learned over the last year to prepare you for this?
So the difference, I would say, is it felt like I belonged here this time. Last time, you know, making the jump from low-A to double-A, it was like, wow. I really don't know these guys, you know, it's the first time really meeting these guys. Don't know what to truly expect. And with it this year, it's like, all right, I know these guys, you know. I've been around them enough, played with them in spring training, and it just, you know, felt like I belonged here, you know.
And as I said, a lot of success there at Wisconsin, 19 saves, 21 save chances. I know getting those last three outs is something that's very different. You've kind of been in that role in your minor league career at this point. What is it that you do to mentally prepare to get ready for those last three outs?
You know, it's actually kind of funny. I do the exact opposite as most people would do. I try to, like, clear my mind, not think too much about really baseball, just be in the now, and I don't, just go out there and perform, you know. Whatever happens, happens. No matter if I suck today or do good today, still got to wake up tomorrow and try to do it again the next day.
That does sound like the mentality of a closer to me, though, if you ask. Yeah, just shake it off, short memory, move on to the next day.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good mentality to have. It's probably from playing multiple sports growing up, having a dad as a coach, you know, yells at you a little bit, you kind of in one ear, out the other. Emotions kind of get thrown out the window. It's all about performing.
Now, you mentioned growing up, and we were talking about this a second ago. You actually went to high school with Logan Allen, who now – he's pitching up for Cleveland and their AAA organization. Actually started against Nashville last night, and now he's named to the MLB All-Star Futures game. How much do you still chat with him?
I chat with him here and there. It's more in the off season because we live maybe a minute away from each other driving. So we'll catch up, play catch every once in a while. Our throwing program's a little different, him being a starter, me being a reliever. But anytime, you know, we see anything about each other, we'll always, you know, shoot each other a text message, say what's up, chat, see how we're doing and stuff like that.
Right, so you go from the heat or the cool of Wisconsin to now you come right down here to Biloxi and the south to it, but I'm sure it's a little bit of an adjustment because I've spent a little bit of summer up in the northeast or up in the Midwest. It's a little different than down here in the south.
So, yeah, it's a lot different. So the south right now, the temperature is not too terrible for me. It's more the humidity, like with it for everybody. You're sweating a lot. You walk outside, you're out there for 2 minutes. You're dripping. Midwest, you know, you're out there, you're like, whoo, it's kind of chilly. Even when it's, you know, 70 degrees, sun's out, it's chilly out here. So it is a little different, but from what I was just in the last 2 months, but I like it better being in the south.
Yeah, I was going to say the hoodie is for the bus and the bus alone down here exactly. For the next couple of months.
Exactly. Maybe hey, the hotel room's nice and cold, hoodie on, you know.
It is good. Well, hey, glad to be having you join us here while we're on a 12-game road trip. It's a great bonding experience, but like you said, you know, a lot of the guys in the locker room. And thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes of your time today.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it.
All right, there you have it. Cam Robinson, he made his season debut with the Shuckers last night, his second at AA. When we come back, we'll have lineups and first pitch. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bake Whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Game 3 of this 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. That was Cam Robinson before, the minor league leader in saves. Garrett Green had a chance to catch up with and have a chat with him. It's time now, though, for the start loss for both sides. We start with the visitors and the Biloxi Shuckers, who have dropped their last 6 games. 36-39 overall record, 2-6. And the second half of the season, currently in fourth place of the South Division standings, 4 games back. The Biscuits, who are in first. Here is their starting 9. Center fielder Sal Frelick, the Brewers' number 2 prospect, leads things off. Right fielder Joe Weimer bats second. Andrew Monasterio playing shortstop bats third. The Southern League leader in a number of offensive categories, but 20 home runs and 55 RBIs. The catcher is Jackson Reese. Switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats fifth. The second baseman, Felix Valerio, bats sixth. Cam Devaney, third baseman, slotted in the seventh spot. The designated hitter out of Texas Tech, Gabe Holt, bats eighth. And the switch hitting left fielder, Noah Campbell, rounds out the starting 9 as he bats ninth. Shuckers send the South Nick Bennett to the mound today. Bennett 3-7, a 5.84 ERA on the season as he is making his fifth appearance, fourth start against Montgomery of his career. For the Biscuits, 34-36 record overall. They are 6-2 in the second half of the season. First place in the South Division standings of the Southern League. Here is their starting 9, the second baseman Brett Wisely, followed by the switch hitting shortstop Greg Jones. Oslavis Basabi, third baseman, one of the top 30 prospects on this team, and the Tampa Bay Rays organization bats third. Left to the hitting center fielder Jordan Kazar bats cleanup. Left fielder Cameron Meisner and University of Missouri bats fifth. Nico Holsires of the DH grand slam yesterday, looking for another one today. He's right behind Meisner. Roberto Alvarez doing the catching. He bats seventh. In the eighth spot, the first baseman Evan Edwards was just activated off the IL today. He bats eighth. And Garrett Hyatt, the right fielder, rounds out the starting 9 as he bats ninth. And they will send the right-hander Taj Bradley to the mound today. 3-1, a 1.65 ERA. Taj, one of those top 30 prospects and one of the top pitchers in all of minor league baseball. With his repertoire and his commands, and Shuckers have seen him a whole bunch this season. It's time now, though, for our picks to click here tonight. And we'll start with Garrett Green. Who is your pick to click?
All right, he got a day off yesterday. He's back. He's feeling rested. He had a multi-hit game over his last couple of outings. Give me Cam Devaney as my pick to click this evening.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to go with the man right behind him, though, in the designated game, Holt. Yeah, Holt, 2 games in his return yesterday, and he is now 8 for his last 13 in his last 3 games, 4 RBIs and 2 doubles. Could be a dynamic duo to watch out today, defending the 7th spot, Holt in the 8th spot. This is the starting 9 I think the Shuckers really like to roll with. on the fact that you have Noah Campbell, who has been your leadoff at times this year, batting ninth and as well in the 1 and 2 spots. So this started out really starting to round down as you start to get more and more bodies healthy.
Yeah, this feels like one of those games we always talk about. You win if the bottom third of your order helps you produce. This is a bottom third of the order there. Really, any of those guys could be hitting much higher than they are, and hopefully they'll produce like it tonight.
I'll see if those two picks do click in Devaney and Holt in the 7 and 8 spot. Well, the first pitch on the other side, but first, the national anthem here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best.
Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
On a warm, still early July night, it is game number 3 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight sitting at 36-39 on the year. They are 2-6 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. 4 games back of the Biscuits, who were 34-36 on the year, but 6-2 in the second half of the Southern League season. Very quickly, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off, the center fielder, Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer in right, and Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop. It's third. Jackson Reitz, the catcher. Thomas Dillon at first. Felix Valerio at second. And the rest of the lineup after the first offer from the right-hander, Taj Bradley, who's taken high for a ball, and we're off and running at 6:35 p.m. tonight. Bottom third of the order, Cam Devaney at third, Gabe Holt, the designated hitter, and Noah Campbell out in left. As the right-hander Bradley deals home another pitch, and Frelick can't check his swing. Only count is 1-1 to Frelick. Shuckers do go opposite the right-hander, Taj Bradley, 3-1 with a 1.65 ERA. As the 1-1 is high with a fastball, and the count goes to 2-2 to Sal Frelick. And Bradley making his 15th appearance, the 2-1. And that is upstairs to Frelick, and the count is now 3-1 to Sal. So Sal in count leverage here, as Bradley nods in agreement. The right-hander kicks home the 3-1. And that is at the top of the zone for his strike. Frelick was turning towards first, but he will stand back in and wait for the payoff pitch. Bradley shakes off, now nods in agreement. And the right-hander, the payoff to Freeland. And Sal touches it, but it goes into the mitt of Alvarez, and it's a strikeout. Got him with a fastball at the bottom of the zone. One gone for Joey Wiener. The right-hander, Taj Bradley, 6'2", 190 pounds, just 21 years old. Fifth-round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays back in 2018. First offer to Weimer, and Joey hits this pretty well to deep center field. Kassar is turning. He is at the wall, and he reaches up two steps shy of the wall in right center field and makes the catch. And for Joey, well, you feel for him because he has hit the ball really hard so far in this series and just does not have the results to show for it. Two gone in the first.
Third warning track flyout of the last 2 days for him now. Let's meet the Biscuits defense. Those starting the outfield left to right, Cameron Meisner, Jordan Kazar, and Garrett Hyatt. Oslivas Basabi at third base. Gray Jones and Brett Wisely up the middle.
As the first offer to Monasterio is high for a ball.
Evan Edwards manning first base, and Roberto Alvarez is behind home plate doing the catching.
1-0 to Monasterio. And he fouls this one back, and the count is 1-1. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander Bradley, he throws a fastball that can sit anywhere from 94 to 98, a curveball, a cutter, and also a changeup. The righty's 1-1. And that is skipped up the middle, ranging over as Jones scoops, throws to first, and Monasterio is retired by a couple of steps. And the Shuckers go in order in the top of the first inning against the right-hander Bradley. We move on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing and the Biscuits Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the first inning, Shuckers held off the board. So here is the starting lineup that the Biloxi pitching staff will look to hold in check tonight for the Biscuits. Leading off is the second baseman, Brett Wisely. Greg Jones is at short, and Oslivas Basabe, the third baseman, hits third. Jordan Kassar is the cleanup man. He's in center. Cameron Meisner out in left. Nico Holsizer, the designated hitter. In the seventh spot, the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. Evan Edwards back from the injured list today. He is at first and hitting eighth. And rounding it all out is the wide fielder, Garrett Hyatt. They go opposite the left-hander, Nick Bennett, 3-7 this year with a 5.84 ERA. And the Montgomery Biscuits are led by third-year manager, Morgan Insbury. So here is the 6'3", 202-pound southpaw, Nick Bennett. Lefty stares into the left-handed hitting Wisely and deals the first, and Wisely bunts it up the first baseline, but foul after one bounce for a strike. This is his 14th appearance with the Shuckers. It is the 13th game that he has started. Remember, two outings ago, he threw in relief against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Lefty-lefty matchup against Wisely, the second baseman, and the 0-1. And a whiff and a miss at a slider. The count is 0-2 to the second baseman. Bennett, a sixth-round pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of Louisville. Strides home with the 0-2. And a slider outside. Couldn't get a chase from Wisely. It's 1-2. 24-year-old left-hander. He'll turn 25 coming up at the beginning of September. The 1-2 pitch. And a rip and a miss. Threw him a cutter at the bottom of the zone, and Bennett gets a strikeout on four pitches to begin his night.
Well, let's meet the Shuckers defense tonight. Starting on the outfield left to right, Noah Campbell in left, Sal Frilich and Joey Weimer. in center and right. On the infield, Cam Devane at the hot corner at third. Andrew Monasterio, Felix Valerio up the middle. Thomas Dillard manning first base, and Jackson Reitz behind home plate, doing the catching.
So with one gone, it's Greg Jones. The switch hitter will bat from the right side. And the first pitch is a four-seam fastball high and away to Jones for a ball. It is 1-0. Bennett operating quickly. The southpaw strides home. And a swing and a miss at a changeup. And the count is 1-1. Scouting report on Bennett. He throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter. The set and the 1-1. And a swing and a miss. There's another changeup, and the count is now 1-2 to the shortstop, Jones. Jones waving wildly on that one. We have mostly seen him hit from the left side. Remember, the Shuckers have just two lefties, and both of them are starters, Bennett and tomorrow's starter, Brandon Kinnear. The 1-2, and that's bounced on the ground right to the shortstop, Monasterio, who quickly exchanges throws high, and Dillard makes the tag, but the ball comes out of his glove. As he and Jones collide at first, the ball comes out of his glove, and so Greg Jones is going to be safe. He'll get a minute after a little bit of a collision there at first. Monasterio just made a lofted throw, and it brought Dillard off the bag, and he just couldn't hang on to it.
He's certainly in a Monasterio. That ball was sailing a little bit, and that's what you said, Forrest Dillard to jump and leap off the bag, tried to tag him on the way by, but Monasterio, knowing that Jones is a quick runner down the line, probably had more time than he actually thought he did.
They have given that as a throwing error on Monasterio. I know it was a tough play there. But it is an error either way, and so a man on with one gone, and now it's Oslavis Basabe. And a throw over to first. And a dive back in by Jones. Jones, obviously very speedy. It's what he's known for. 25 steals in 28 attempts. Offer on the way. That's hit right back up past Bennett and into center field. Squared up by Basabe, who has had hard contact in this series, but not always a ton of success. And now all of a sudden, runners on first and second, and just one gone for the center fielder, Jordan Kassar. Well, it is a warm night here in Montgomery. It's 95 degrees at first pitch. It feels like it is 104 outside. 46% humidity today as Kassar swings and misses at a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. And somehow when you're in the shade, it doesn't feel that warm outside. Maybe it is the lower humidity around here compared to right on the water. Bennett checks back to second, the 0-1. And a cutter misses inside. And the count is one ball and one strike to Jordan Kassar. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits here in the bottom of the first inning. Man at second is Jones. He reached on the throwing error by Monasterio, and Basabe at first after his single. The 1-1. And that is at the bottom of the zone on the inner edge. He threw him a front door slider. And the count is now 1-2 to Kassar. Well, the last time out for the lefty, Bennett, five innings against Mississippi. But he gave up six runs on eight hits, didn't walk anybody, and struck out five. Look back to see. And that is just low with another slider. And so the count draws even at 2-2. And Bennett has been put in this spot a couple of times. It seems like more often than not, he is the one who has drawn the ace on the other side for some of these teams. The set in the 2-2. And that's a low and outside, and the count has run full. I distinctly remember that he started opposite Yuri Perez for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos earlier this year and threw very well, but unfortunately that was the night that Perez struck out 12 over five scoreless innings. Biloxi did not score a run that night. 3-2, and a breaking ball's on the inside edge. Called third strike. Big strikeout for Bennett as he loops in the slider.
Well, just a nasty pinch from Bennett. Started right at the center fielder, Kassar, in the left side, and he was getting ready to toss his bat and realized, nope, that's strike three.
So now it's Cameron Meisner, another left-hander against the southpaw Bennett, and the first offer. And a fastball in around the hands for a ball. It is 1-0. A Meisner this season just above the Mendoza line, hitting 201 in 61 games, but he has come on over his last eight. Look back to second and the 1-0. And that is on the outside edge with a cutter. It is 1-1. Meisner 8 for his last 25. That's a .320 batting average in that span, with two doubles, two home runs, and 12 RBIs. Seven walks to 10 strikeouts in that span. Bennett kicks home the 1-1. And a breaking ball is swung over and missed. Bennett looks like he's got a pretty good feel for that slider tonight. The count is 1-2 to Meisner. Meisner, the rest of his numbers in 61 games this year. He's got 10 doubles, a triple, and 11 home runs. He's driven in 38. Jones at 1-2 is at the knees on the outside edge. A called third strike with the slider. Nick Bennett works around an error and a single and strikes out the side in the home half of the first. And sends us on to the second. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Start of the second inning here in Montgomery. No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Jackson Reitz leads it off. Shuckers home the first, and Reitz swings and misses at a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. Bradley struck out one, needed 10 pitches to get through the first inning. The right-hander's 0-1. And Reitz bounces this over to third. One firm hop. Basabe has it near the bag, and he slings the first to retire Reitz. So two pitches, and Jackson is gone. One gone, and Thomas Dillard, the batter. Well, this is the fourth time that the Shuckers have seen the right-hander Taj Bradley this year. Bradley does not have a decision against Biloxi, though he has pitched very well against them. He's allowed just one run in those three outings. First offer to Thomas Dillard, and he hits this high in the air down the left field line. See if this stays in the field of play. It will not, as it lands two rows behind the bullpen down the third baseline that houses the Biscuits. It is 0-1. Only run that Bradley has allowed against the Shuckers was his first start that he made against them back on May 3rd. Remember, we got a Tuesday-Sunday double dip of Bradley as the 0-1, and there is a beautiful changeup on the outside edge for a strike, and the count is 0-2 to Dillard. Bradley readies, and the 0-2 to Thomas, and he checks his swing. It doesn't matter. It's a called third strike, 96 on the inner edge. Two gone, second strikeout of the day as Felix Valerio comes to bat. But for Bradley, remember his second outing that he made against the Shuckers back on May 8th, five scoreless innings, one hit. As the first offer to Valerio at the knees with the fastball for a strike, 0-1. Well, he was dueled blow for blow by the right-hander Tyler Herb in that game. Reset and the 0-1. And another fastball on the outer edge at 97 for a strike. It is 0-2, and this is exactly why Bradley is the number two prospect in the Rays system. The set in the 0-2, and Valerio shoots down the right field line foul.
He just attacks you and attacks you and attacks you, and that's what his...
He's armed with that incredible arsenal of a high-velocity fastball and great command. The 0-2. And Valerio strikes out swinging on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone. Six up, six down for the right-hander Taj Bradley with three strikeouts to boot. One and a half in the books here in Montgomery. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
On half of the second, scoreless between the Shuckheiser leads it off for Montgomery. On the first pitch from the southpaw, Nick Bennett is a little outside with a slider. It is 1-0. Bennett peers in with a one-ball pitch. And a fastball is at the knees for a strike, and the count is 1-1 to Holshouser. Bennett needed 19 pitches to make it through the first inning. 13 of them were strikes. The kick and the 1-1. And this is hit a mile in the air, deep to left field towards the deepest part of the park. It is off the wall at the 395 sign, scooped up out there by Campbell. And Nico Holshouser just misses hitting his fourth home run of the year off of the Shuckers. And instead, it is a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second. The wind is also blowing in from left just a little bit tonight. And I think that might be the only thing that kept that ball in the ballpark.
And that elevated yellow fence, we're going to get it over, hit up right off the top of the green padding. As we've talked about before here at Riverwalk Stadium, have the metal chain fence and then the yellow line that runs on top of it.
So now it's the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. And the first offer to him is a breaking ball outside. Looked like a changeup that time from Bennett. It is 1-0. Sixth double of the year for Holshouser. And again, he hit it to the very deepest part of the park. Good leadoff of second for him and the 1-0. And a check swing on a slider. And no swing is the call. By the way, the pitchers have moved so quickly, we haven't even introduced the umpires tonight. Calling the balls and strikes is Bobby Tassoni. Justin Winnen is at third. And Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, is at first. Bennett's two-ball pitch. And that is weakly bounced up the third baseline. Devaney charges on, looks the runner back, and throws to first and beats the runner by a couple of steps, all with a point back to third for Monasterio covering. Cam Devaney is in some kind of form right now. 5-3 ground out for the first out here in the bottom of the second.
Now Mike Guerrero was Sungo today in the pregame, and it paid off. But as you said, Monasterio heads up play every single play. Ball in play, somebody and everybody has a job to do, and Monasterio rolling over to third base to back up Devaney, but also guard third base.
So now it's Evan Edwards, the left-handed hitting first baseman, and the first pitch is a dart right at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Edwards activated off of the injured list today. He was dealing with an oblique injury. He sat down the 0-1. And a slider at the knees for a strike. It is 0-2. Other move that was made today by the Biscuits, the right-hander Justin Sterner was placed on the temporary inactive list for paternity leave. Man on second and one gone. And Bennett. The 0-2. Outside with a slider. The count is a ball and two strikes now to Edwards. Edwards hitting 197 in 23 games. Two doubles, four home runs, and 13 RBIs. The 1-2 offer is swung through and missed. He got him to swing over a cutter. Fourth strikeout of the day for Nick Bennett. And with two gone, it's the right fielder Garrett Hyatt. Well, outside of the pitch that he made to Holsizer, Bennett has looked really dialed in early on in this outing. Already four strikeouts, accounting for four of the five outs that he's recorded. Two gone in the inning, and Hyatt from the left side, the first pitch. And a slider is on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. And really early on, this is the most confidence that I think I can remember seeing Bennett throw his slider. And he's thrown it front door to a lot of left-handed hitters. Look back to second in the 0-1. And that shot the opposite way off the sweet level here at Riverwalk Stadium. It is 0-2 to Hyatt. Runner at second, Holsizer, two gone. No score here in the bottom of the second between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Left-hander Nick Bennett, here's the 0-2 pitch, and a breaking ball is rolled over foul on the first base side. Well, the Shuckers tonight are in the Biloxi Dodgers jerseys for a second consecutive evening. They're those blue jersey tops with Biloxi and gold script lettering. They've got gold numbers on the back. They wear the gray pants and the blue caps tonight. Bennett sets. And another 0-2 pitch. And that's fouled straight back. It is heading for the booth if there wasn't a screen. And the count stays at 0-2. Meanwhile, the Biscuits are in their MGM uniforms. They're kind of the equivalent of their City Connect jerseys. They're navy on the top half, and then they have alternating light blue, yellow, and orange stripes. And they have Montgomery written across the chest. Yellow numbers on the back and white pants. 0-2 again, and this is rolled over to first. Dillard scoops it up and races to the bag. He beats Hyatt by a step and a half and then motors on to the dugout. And Bennett navigates the leadoff double by Holsizer and strands him at second. We head on to the third, scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And as we do, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and it's the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the third inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Cam Devaney leads it all for Biloxi. We'll take you through the next couple of innings. Here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Thank you, Garrett. First pitch is a fastball high from Taj Brawley, the right-hander, 95 miles an hour for ball one. To the Shuckers, third baseman, batting seventh today, and Cam Devaney, 1-0. And Devaney fouls it back to the screen. County wins 1-1. Brawley so far, six up, six down, three strikeouts. Pair of groundouts and a flyout so far. Weimer flew out to dead central, right to the warning track, to the right of the 400 sign. 1-1, and Devaney takes it just below letters for a called strike with the cutter. It's 1-2. Well, Cam off day yesterday for him. 1-2, and Devaney fouls it back for our heads off the first base side. Devaney had played in 49 straight contests before sitting out yesterday, hitting .285 on the season, 10 home runs and 30 driven in. 1-2 down and away, lays off a cutter, 2-2. That's a feat that was started by Joey Weimer this season. Start of the first, 2-2 is a called third strike on the outside corner. Froze him with the cutter. Now the fourth strikeout for Taj Brownlee. He's struck out the last three Shuckers, and there's one out on the top of the third.
Well, he just has everything working tonight. And Devaney, out of the hand, thought that was going to be outside, and then it just hits right on the outside edge.
First pitch to Gabe Holt as he whiffs and misses on a fastball, 96 miles an hour. Pretty much where Brawley will top out, sitting 94 to 96 with that fastball. The second time we've seen him throw up there. The 0-1, and Holt takes low. Count evens 1-1. No score, top of the third inning at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Between the Shuckers and the Biscuits, 1-1, and Holt swings to another fastball and falls behind. Gabe, who played yesterday, had missed the previous 15 games and last played on June 17th in Chattanooga. 1-2, Holt bouncer right back to Brawley. Fields a chest high, jogs over, underhand flip to Evan Edwards at first to put away Holt. That's now 8 up, 8 down for Taj tonight. So two quick outs, base is empty, no score. In the top of the third, game three of this six-game series, Shucker is aiming to snap their six-game losing skid. Have a tough go on the mound right now with the Rays' number two prospect on the mound. As the first pitch, fastball 95, high and tight for ball one. As a switch hitting left fielder, Noah Campbell stumbles out of left side. Brawley from the lineup, 1-0. And Campbell swings and misses at a changeup, 1-1. Brawley gets a sign from Alvarez, the catcher. Deals home, 1-1, and Campbell gets a piece of it. Trickles back towards the backstop. And he's in cruise control once again. 32 pitches, 24 of them for strikes tonight. 1-2 offering. Foul tip and a cutter. Five strikeouts, and Taj Brawley has retired. All starting nine for the Shuckers tonight. We're scoreless after 2.5 in Montgomery. Between the Biscuits and the Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theLuxyShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com. And we're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn. Gonna let it burn, 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 burn. We're gonna let it burn, 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 burn.
We enter the home half of the third inning in Montgomery. Shuckers and Biscuits still scoreless. Just two hits by Montgomery so far. A single by Basabe in the first. Holsizer double last inning as the first pitch breaking ball sinks low. It's been Brett Wisely for ball one. Top of the order, due up. Devaney in on the grass at third. And the 1-0, Wisely takes a called strike at the belt, 1-1. Bennett has worked around trouble his first two innings, has had some foot traffic as the southpaw is 1-0. It is a breaking ball called strike on the inside black, 1-2. E6 and a single and back-to-back batters in the first inning. But Bennett struck out the next two men in the first. The 1-2 is high. The fastball 2-2, and then the leadoff double that almost left the yard in left center. Deepest alley 395. Just in front of the scoreboard. 2-2, and Wisely swings and misses on a slider down and away. Five strikeouts for Bennett through the first 10 batters. And we've got a pitcher's duel in our hand right now between Taj Bradley and Nick Bennett.
Bennett is really working his slider tonight, and he's gotten a lot of looking strikes on it and also a lot of swing and miss so far.
One out, base is empty, scoreless in the bottom of the third. Switching shortstop Greg Jones. And a first pitch changeup, swing and a miss for a strike one. And you're right, that slider has been the go-to pitch today for Bennett. The 0-1 is a breaking ball. Dazzled over the part of the plate of the knees, called strike to Jones. And now he will step out of the right-hander's batter's box to take some extra time. And I think we talked about this season for Nick. That's been the one thing for him, is consistent pitching on the mound. The 0-2, and Jones swings and misses for strike three. Another breaking ball down and in. Tough pitch to hit for Jones. Back-to-back strikeouts, now six for Bennett.
Well, the other thing that he's done a little bit here against the right-handers is throw that changeup. We saw video footage of it from the center field camera from his last appearance at MGM Park, and he got a great reaching
switch at the knees, called strike with the fastball to Basabe, the third baseman.
And he said it really is his fourth pitch at this point, but he's trying to get a better feel for it.
The 0-1, and backdoor breaking ball outside, 1-1. That's what we see Nash Walters as well, kind of mixing that occasional curveball when he can really throw it. 1-1 is punch foul first base side. Just in front of the tarp. Basabe is behind 1-2. Well, Nash is always a fastball slider guy, and then we have seen him throw the curveball, and he gets some really bad swing and misses to some guys because you don't throw it too often. And if Bennett can really control it and throw it just every so often. The 1-2 is low. He threw it there. Count evens 2-2.
And it's got really good tumble away from the right-hander, so it is a pitch to have something moving away from him.
Southpaw's 2-2 is down and inside with the slider. Counts full on Basabe. Basabe, one of the two hits today for Montgomery, a single in the first inning. No score, two outs, bags empty, bottom of the third. Payoff pitch as Basabe rolls over foul on top of the Biscuits dugout third base side, and Silva do it again. Then it goes on the back side of the mound. Picks up the rosin bag for a second. He's ready to rock and roll. 3-2 home. As Basabe dribbles at third base side, and Devaney scoops it up on the backhand foul ground. Just behind the third base coach's box. Looked like a more of a protective swing for Basabe. That pitch continued to ride in on the hands. I don't even know how he made contact with it. 3-2. And Basabe, chopper up the middle. Monasterio, the shortstop to his left, corrals and throws across the diamond to put away Basabe in the biscuits in the third inning. That's now six in a row, sat down by Nick Bennett. 1-2-3, third inning. After three, we're scoreless at Riverwalk Shuckers Baseball and the Shuckers. Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJs Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. Went in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed.
South Bruin kicks things off at the top of the fourth inning for the Shuckers. Rider Taz Bradley. Shuckers and Biscuits scoreless so far. First pitch to left-hitting center fielder. As a curveball snaps in at the knees for a called strike. Well, Nick Bennett and Taj Bradley have been on their A game so far tonight. Just two hits for the Biscuits, that's it. The 0-1, Frulich, a high bouncing ball off the hopper on the dirt. Wisely at second, tosses to first, 4-3. Frulich is down, one away. Well, Nick Bennett tossing a 1-2-3. 1-2-3 inning by Shucker pitcher in this series. He's going to go back to Sunday on July 3rd in the seventh inning when Carlos Luna got the top three men on the Braves order. First pitch to Joey Weimer. Swings and misses at a cutter for strike one. One out, nobody on, top of the fourth. As Bradley wheels and deals 0-1. Weimer checks his swing, lays off. The count evens 1-1. Weimer really the only hard contact today against Taj. He flew out to the warning track in straightaway center. 1-1. And Weimer fouls it off his left ankle as he dances and hobbles out across home plate. Now a walk around the batting circle behind home plate. A little bit of a delayed reaction. He swung through and then the pain came.
So you can almost see the travel from his ankle up to his brain.
1-2 is up and away with a fastball. Two balls and two strikes. Bradley looking for his sixth strikeout already. The offering. And Weimer fouls it back off the padding behind home plate. Made a loud thud. You don't see too many baseballs going a beeline right to the padding behind home plate.
Well, this is a power versus power right here.
2-2 again. And Weimer, a high bouncing ball. Basabe towards the line. Back in its step. Skips it off the grass. And they still get him. Well, sometimes the quickest route is to bounce it two times off the infield grass. That's what Basabe did. And it beats out Weimer for the second out.
out of his hand, I thought that that was going to mean Weimer was going to have an infield single because it wasn't thrown very hard. And like you said, it was a two-hopper to first.
First pitch, fastball high above the letters to Monasterio for ball one.
But he just did the job and got the out.
1-0. And Monasterio takes it high again with a fastball above the letters. 2-0. For Basabe, almost throwing off his back foot across the full length of the diamond. 2-0 fastball finds its home on the outside black for a called strike. Two outs, nobody on, top of the fourth, scoreless game in Montgomery. And 2-1, same pitch, same result, a fastball in the outside corner. A few shadows across the outfield. A right fielder Garrett Hyatt in the sun, the only man in the sun right now. 2-2 down and in with the cutter, counts full. Jackson Reed's on deck. And the payoff pitch. As Monasterio just throws the barrel of the baseball and caught a piece of the fastball. Able to tip it back towards the netting.
Well, the Shuckers might not have gotten a hit so far in this inning, but they're running up Bradley's pitch count, which is what you have to do against him.
3-2. And a Monasterio line drive over the leaping head of Wisely. Into center field, the base hit of Brett Wisely was positioned perfectly just to the right of the second base bag. It's not enough height on it, and it gets over his head for the Shuckers' first hit and their first base runner tonight.
Yeah, just a well-struck ball, fastball on the outer edge, and Monasterio, who's been a hitting machine with Biloxi, that's now 14 hits in 35 at-bats.
Now 5 for 10 in this series. He's out of first with two outs, and Jackson Reitz fouls back the first pitch fastball. So Taj Bradley retires the first 11 men, struck out 5 of them. But the perfect game, no hitter. Only last 3 2/3. First time working from the stretch. The 0-1 is Reitz barrels it into deep center field. Long run for Kazar, and he chases it down. Right in line of the 395 sign out in left center field. A well-struck baseball by Jackson Reitz, but again, Kazar allowed third out. Shuckers do get their first hit on the Monastero. Single is left over at first base, though. 3.5 have come and gone in Montgomery. Scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Bottom of the fourth inning in Montgomery. Shuckers do get their first in a two-out single by Monasterio off of Taj Bradley. Just two hits off the Shuckers. Start of the southpaw Nick Bennett. First pitch to Jordan Kazar. There's a breaking ball hacked over and missed. First a baseball that Reitz absolutely clobbered into center field. And And the 0-1, a breaking ball snaps down the knees, call strike. It's quickly 0-2 on the Biscuits center fielder. It looked like a baseball that we would see Garrett Mitchell or Sal Frelick chase down with their plus speed. And the 0-2 is slider down and away as Reed slides over to his left to retrieve it. 1-2. Looked like it could have been the Shuckers' first run if Monastero was able to score for that. And the 1-2, swing and a miss. First strike, 3. Another breaking ball down and away in the zone. And this time, Kazar fishes after it. That's now 7 punch-outs for Nick Bennett. And 1 out here in the 4th. Well, Bennett has been absolutely dealing so far. Had a season high of 8 in Birmingham. And first pitch check, swing, called strike. The fastball in the inside corner for called strike. To the left, to hitting outfielder Cameron Meisner. The 0-1 goes to the outside corner. This time just misses with the fastball. 1-1. Meisner struck out looking in the first. Second go round against southpaw. As a breaking ball outside, 2-1. Well, even with the left-hander Bennett on the mound, still plenty of lefty bats in this lineup. 2-1, and Meisner whiffs over breaking ball as he lunges over home plate, 2-2. You have Greg Jones, a switch hitter, but still 5 left-handed batters. Bennett nods, gets a sign, the 2-2. And a breaking ball popped up, third base out of the air, Devaney towards the fence, just in front of it, makes the catch. For the second out, and Cam, a little deep movement, and he did not throw the baseball into the stands, so some of the Montgomery fans, they wanted that souvenir.
Well, he can't. A ball's got to stay in play. If there were 3 out, well, you can't throw that ball into the stands. It's got to stay in until Bennett requests a new ball.
See, but you and I know that. Not everybody else does.
Oh, those fans down there do not know.
First pitch, Holsizer chops it foul, third base side. Now they can get a ball as Morgan Ensburn, he's picking out a fan. And he'll toss it to a young boy in the front row. And Ensburn, a little of a fist pump in there. A 2 outs, nobody on, bottom 4, scoreless game. As Holsizer fouls off the fastball off his left ankle. He's behind 0-2. From the lineup, 0-2, and Holsizer pulls it foul third base side. Deep into the lower bowl, ricochets all the way back into left field. How about that?
That is a rowdy bunch down the left field.
Yeah, they can
line.
Get another ball now. There you go. Interview with the Biscuits fans down there. How about that? The 0-2 is outside, gets past Reitz. The change up that time, 1-2. Maybe one of our more rowdy or thirsty Thursday crowds we've seen across the Southern League. Good bunch to have, though. 1-2, and Holsizer down on strikes as he swings through a slider down at the ankles. First strike, 3. 8 strikeouts, tying the season high for Nick Bennett. Also his career high as well. Another 1-2-3 inning for Bennett. That's 9 in a row, sat down on the Shuckers southpaw. After 4, we're scoreless in Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawn looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items from jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more. You'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend.
Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Thomas Dillard leads off the top of the fifth inning for the Shuckers against the Rander Taj Bradley. We're scoreless in Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you, Thomas. Here's the first offer, and Bradley deals low for a ball. It is 1-0. 51st pitch of the night for Bradley. 37 of them have been strikes. The 1-0. And Dillard ropes this into right field. It's a base hit. Second knock of the night for the Shuckers, and the second time through the order, they're obviously starting to see Bradley a little bit better. Single by Monasterio, a line out to deep left center field by Reitz, and now a single by Dillard after he had struck out his last time up in the fifth, or in the second. So now man on with nobody gone and Felix Valerio to bat. That is on the outside edge with a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, as we were saying an inning ago, the key is to run up Bradley's pitch count because in typical Tampa Bay Rays fashion, he does not throw very many pitches in games for a starter. The set in the 0-1, and that is outside. It is 1-1. The most pitches that he has thrown in a single outing this year was 81 back on June 7th. Last time out, he did go six innings, and he threw 79 pitches. The set and the 1-1. And Valerio hits this one in the air, but that'll be playable for Kassar. Backing up a few easy strides, and he gets underneath it for the catch. So another well-struck ball, but lined right to the center fielder for the first out. And it'll be Cam Devaney.
Well, that's your hope, too, with the Shuckers. You get that first hit off the board, now the Dillard leadoff single, and hope that it can snowball here to continue to raise the pitch count, as you're saying, and maybe the floodgates will open then.
Well, here is enemy number one to the Thirsty Thursday crowd tonight, Cam Devaney. The set and the offer, and Devaney cues it foul for a strike. It is 0-1. This is going to be fun. If you weren't with us in the bottom of the last inning, Devaney had a pop-up that he caught right by the four-foot wall that's down near the bullpen that houses the biscuits on the left field line. 0-1 overhand curve is inside. It's 1-1. And when he made the catch, it was the second out in the inning. So by the rules, you have to keep that ball in play. It cannot go out of play until Bennett requests a new baseball on the mound. The set and the 1-1. And that is low and outside, 2-1. And so Cam Devaney pretended to toss it into the largest conglomeration of fans that's here tonight. There are fans scattered all throughout the ballpark, but the biggest group is definitely right by the bullpen down the left field line. A 2-1 and a swing and a miss. And after that deep throw that Cam made, he turned around and threw it back to the mound and became public enemy number one for this Thirsty Thursday crowd. Man on first and one gone. The set and the 2-2. And Devaney strikes out swinging. Sixth strikeout of the night. And maybe none more important to the fans here at Riverwalk Stadium than Devaney walking back to the dugout. And two gone, and it's the left-handed hitting Gabe Holt.
That's all they care about. They can lose this game now. 10-0.
You do not get that kind of animosity in minor league baseball all that often. First offer to Gabe Holt. He muscles this one. Shallow left field. Jones is backing up. And he reaches up and makes the catch. So the Shuckers get a leadoff single, but nothing else in the top of the fifth. We're halfway home, and we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the fifth inning, the left-hander Nick Bennett deals home the first pitch to Roberto Alvarez, and a slider is around the back foot for the right-handed hitter. For a ball, it is 1-0. No score, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the bottom of the fifth. The one-ball pitch, and that is golfed out into left field for a base hit. Campbell scoops it on one hop, but Alvarez is in with the third hit of the night for the Biscuits. That breaks up the streak of nine in a row retired by Nick Bennett. Two singles and a double tonight. Biscuits have also had a man reach on an error. And the leadoff man is on for the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. Well, Bennett has been in command tonight. Eight strikeouts, tying a career high. The first offer, and Edwards takes a cutter at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Meanwhile, the Shuckers have been held to just two hits since the right-hander Taj Bradley, who has struck out six this evening. Bennett, the 0-1. And that is in there for a strike, another cutter. And it's 0-2 to Edwards. Edwards struck out swinging his first time up as he whiffed on one of those cutters. You can understand why Bennett's fed him a couple. Lead off at first by Alvarez and the 0-2. And there is a slider inside. On the count of ball and two strikes to the first baseman, Edwards. Bennett peers to first. And the southpaw, the 1-2. And that is hit out to right field. Weimer coming on. He dives, and he makes the catch of the dive. Joey Weimer lunging forward to haul it in and get the first out in this bottom of the fifth inning.
Oh, that is a major, major out. It looked like that ball was going to drop in all day. A slider that snuck back onto the inner half of the plate, and Edwards turned on. And that is a huge momentum killer if Bennett's able to get out of this inning now.
So one gone, a man still on first, and Garrett Hyatt, the right fielder. The first pitch. And a front door slider drops in for a strike. It is 0-1. Hyatt, his first time up, grounded out to first. That was the last out in the second. Bennett, the 0-1. And that is golfed out into right field. Weimer moving over, and at a stretch, he hauls this one in. Joey Weimer showing off the wheels out in right field. Didn't have to dive for that. But got a great first step to cover the ground and bring it in. Well, it is worth mentioning that tonight's game is the free minor league game on MLB.tv tonight. So if you want to tune in and watch as well, you can for free this evening. Now it's Wisely from the left side. A third time through the order. The first pitch. And that's a little high and tight for a ball, 1-0. And both of these teams, pitching and defense, are playing like they know that they are on the biggest stage tonight. No score in the bottom of the fifth with two outs. Bennett sets the 1-0. And Wisely takes inner edge for a called strike. He looks back to home plate. Umpire Bobby Tassoni with a wincing grin and tilts his head. Doesn't agree with that call on the inner edge. And the count is 1-1. Bennett brings it home. And that is hit in the air to center. Frelick freezes. Now comes on a step, reaches up, and makes the catch for the out. So no strikeouts in the fifth for Bennett, but he works around a leadoff single. And we're through five here at Riverwalk Stadium. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the sixth inning, scoreless between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Noah Campbell leads things off. The right-hander Taj Bradley rocks home with the first. And a fastball at 93 is in there just above the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Bradley now at 62 tosses on the night. Here's his 63rd. And Campbell takes low and in with a cutter. The count is 1-1. Now Bradley needed just 11 pitches to make it through the fifth inning after giving up a leadoff single. The 1-1, and that is in a little tight with a fastball, and the count is 2 balls. Campbell struck out swinging. He foul-tipped a cutter back in the third inning. Bradley, the 2-1, and Campbell muscles this the opposite way. And the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes now to the Shuckers left fielder. Bradley retired the first 11 men that he faced before an Andrew Monasterio single. One of two hits on the night for Biloxi. 2-2. And that's hit the opposite way, a bouncer. Backhanded stab by Basabe. Long throw, and the one-hop is there in time. Whoa. Very close play at first. And Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, says Campbell is out.
Bang, bang play. It just seems like it doesn't matter who's playing third base for the Biscuits. It was Curtis Mead earlier in the year and Grant Witherspoon. Those guys make backhanded plays like nobody else.
So now it's Sal Frelick from the left side, and he hits this one in the air out into right field, coming on, and at a stretching leap, Hyatt brings it in. It is a masterclass tonight in outfield, infield, all kinds of defense, and pitching to boot. And unfortunately, Frelick is robbed of a hit on a basket diving catch by Garrett Hyatt and Wright. My goodness, what a play. So two gone, and Weimer is the batter. And the first pitch to him is swung on and missed for a strike. Well, Joey, Andrew Monasterio, and Jackson Reitz, along with Holt, the batters who have not struck out tonight against the right-hander Bradley. Here's the 0-1. And Weimer fouls off a curveball. Ooh, his eyes lit up with that one, and it's 0-2. Kramer lined out to deep center field his first time up. And he hit a bouncer over to third back in the fourth that Basabe had to throw on two hops to get him at first. Bradley, the 0-2. And Weimer strikes out swinging on a cutter. He's tagged out by Alvarez to complete the strikeout. Seventh K of the night. Scoreless and has allowed just two hits, but some really good defense played behind him. 5.5 in the books in this one. And we are still scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
No score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The southpaw Nick Bennett gets the switch hitting Greg Jones from the right side. And the first pitch is a fastball right at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Bennett now at 75 pitches on the night. As the set on the next offer, and Jones gets a little bit of a piece of a cutter. Maybe catches a small piece of it. It is now 0-2. Jones reached on an error and struck out tonight. Bennett, the 0-2. And that's low and inside with a slider, and the count is 1-2. Nick, so far tonight, across 5 innings, 3 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts, tying a career high. The 1-2 pitch, that is outside with a changeup. Couldn't get Jones to chase it like he did earlier in the game. Bennett working quickly tonight. The lefty's 2-2. He's swung on and missed, and it's a new career high. 9 strikeouts for the left-hander Nick Bennett. One out here in the sixth. The 3-hole hitter, Oslavis Basabe, to bat. Nick Bennett, tasked with facing off against Taj Bradley, has gone blow for blow so far. First offer, Basabe. Flies it to shallow left field. Coming on, Campbell, one-handed grab off his left shoulder. 2 gone in the inning. What a job tonight by Nick. When you are the other guy in a starting pitching matchup, and he has shown that he certainly deserves a spot of recognition tonight. No score, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the bottom of the sixth. First offer to Jordan Cazar. A slider is low and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Cazar 0-2 tonight. Struck out back in the first and struck out back in the fourth. Strikeout on the first was looking. Back in the fourth was swinging. Watches another off-speed. This time it was the cutter, and that's low. 2 balls and no strikes to Cazar. Bennett sets and the 2-0. And that is downstairs, 3 balls and no strikes. Cazar, certainly a dangerous enough hitter. 30 games this year with the Biscuits, he has hit 7 home runs. And that's in there, fastball outer edge for a strike. It's 3-1. Left-handed hitting left fielder Cameron Meisner on deck. Good set by Bennett, and the 3-1. And that is inside for ball four. And it's the first walk issued by either side this evening. Well, of course, Nick doesn't want to issue that free pass there, but certainly don't want to just throw one right down Broadway for Jordan Kassar. So he's on first with two gone and Cameron Meisner to bat. Lefty-lefty matchup as Bennett looks to first. Well, the first offer, and Meisner takes a slider, inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Meisner, a strikeout looking back in the first, and he popped up in foul territory back in the fourth. The set and a throw over to first, and a scramble back in by Kassar. Remember, Bennett does not have a great pickoff move. He jerkily lifts up the leg and then lobs the ball to first base. It's not a dart of a throw over there. The 0-1. And that's chopped foul at the plate by Meisner, and it's 0-2. Looks like the day is likely over for the right-hander Taj Bradley, which is great news for Biloxi. Even though Bradley is at just 70 pitches tonight, because he has thrown six innings, he is likely finished for the night. Bennett sets, and the southpaw, the 0-2. And that's hit into center field in a few steps. Now backing up is Freelick, and he'll reach over his head and make the grab. And if that's the end of the night for Nick Bennett, what a night it was. Six scoreless innings with a new career high, nine strikeouts. We move on to the seventh. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. And the Lexi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags. Follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez House. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the seventh inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Day is over for the right-hander Taj Bradley, just 70 pitches, but he has hit his six innings limit. New hurler is the right-hander Carlos Garcia, and to tell you all about him and take you through the next inning, here is Thomas Zanzarella.
Well, thank you, Garen. It is Carlos Garcia, the right-hander, facing off against the shortstop Andrew Monasterio. Fires at a first pitch fastball, 94 downstairs for ball one. Garcia was just reassigned back to Montgomery. He has spent pretty much the entire season here besides that one outing he made in Durham. As Monasterio lines it to center field. Late jump for Kassar as he pumps on the brakes and makes the catch. Almost one didn't run in for the baseball and almost overran it, but still makes the catch for the first down. Pitch a scoreless, Garcia did pitch a scoreless inning in a third with a strikeout on July 3rd on Sunday for a AAA Durham before being reassigned. The 23-year-old, 6'3", 185, throws a wipeout slider to Jackson Reitz. He chased after down and away on the right-hander for strike one. Garcia this season is 22nd appearance between both levels, 32 and a third innings, 5-0 record, a 3.90 ERA. Fastball 93. Inside edge call. Strike going two. Walk 13. Struck out 34. Opponents hitting just 211 off of him this season in Double A. And the 0-2 fastball sails high. 1-2. Garcia, the first man out of the bullpen for either side tonight in the top of the seventh. One out. No score and nobody on. One gone. And 1-2, Reeds flies it in the air left center. Kazar jogs over into the alley and chases it down. A few steps shy of the warning track. And two up, two down for Garcia to start his outing. So the line on Taj Bradley tonight. Tampa Bay Rays top pitching prospects goes six shutout innings, allows just two hits, doesn't walk anybody, strikes out seven. First pitch, fastball low and away. The switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard, who's batting for the left side against the righty Garcia. Bradley threw just 70 pitches, 51 of them for strikes. And 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Dillard is one for two today, singled his last time in the fifth. A sharp line drive through the hole on the right side. 2-0 from Garcia's inside as Dillard scoots off the inside corner of the plate on the slider. And he jumps ahead 3-0 with the second baseman Felix Valerio on deck. Here rocks and fires 3-0. And Dillard takes down an in ball four with the fastball. So a four-pitch walk. There is the first walk for the Biscuits tonight. I mentioned Bennett walked first batter of the game last inning, but still just two combined walks in the contest, which Biscuits pitching yesterday, they only walked two as well. They kept the walk totals down. As Valerio pops up the first pitch behind the total plate, Alvarez gives it a look, but it's in the lower bowl behind the netting for strike one. Biscuits also walked just two on Monday. Shepard has walked four and then five in their first two games. Dillard, slim lead off of first with two gone, top seven, no score. The 0-1 to Valerio. As a slider misses inside, 1-1. Shepard is with just two hits tonight. Dillard with one of them. Monastero the other. That's it. A lot of hope for us tonight. Larry 0 for 2. 1-1 is down and away with the fastball. Alvarez, the catcher, attempted to bring it up in to the liking of the home plate umpire, Bobby Tassoni. But to no avail. Well, the sun hasn't even set here at Montgomery yet. Just before the 8 o'clock hour. Few pink clouds in the sky, but not too many. A lot of trains have been going past. Train tracks run parallel to the left field fence. 2-1, and Valerio takes a breaking ball for a strike at the knees on the outer half. 2-2. Seen a few tankers going by. Maybe carrying some of that expensive gasoline to get your hands on these days. 2-2. Inside eclipses Valerio. On the front, look like thigh or forearm area on that front side. So a walk and now a hit by pitch, all coming with two outs. So the Shuckers a chance to take first lead tonight.
And somehow Roberto Alvarez took the worst of it from Montgomery. Took a long time before he came out of the dugout. Take a look at the catcher who is still doubled over in pain. As I think that pitch just nicked off of Valerio's arm guard and then got most of Alvarez. And he is still down on all fours right now.
A little bit of a redirection like in hockey. Alvarez now up to his feet and will walk around a little bit. Appears to be okay. Jim Panik as well, the pitching coach, coming out to have a word with Garcia. Now with Dillard at second base, he is the first Shucker to reach second base today. That's just how dominant Taj Bradley was.
And now Cam Devaney strides in with his best friends in the background here in Montgomery. Runners on first and second, two outs, top seven, no score. And first pitch, a slider called strike at the letters. Cam flings his hand around quickly, wasn't a big fan of the call. And fans still not pleased with Devaney after he juked him out on a baseball being thrown in the stands. Front door slider called strike again. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Cam today 0-2, pair of strikeouts, but a chance to drive home this game's first run. We're still scoreless into the back third of this game. Garcia set for the letters. The 0-2. Down and away, a tough slider he doesn't chase after. Devaney had that long hitting streak and on base streak. Starting to build one of his own again. 1-2 is inside with a fastball. Count evens 2-2. As Cam climbs back in. And 10 home runs, 30 runs driven in. The former Elon University player. Devaney rips it into center field, dunks in for a base hit. Here comes Dylan around third. The throw is offline. Alvarez comes up the third baseline, and Cam Devaney, an RBI single, gives the Shuckers a 1-0 lead in the top of the seventh.
Well, and as soon as Devaney gets around first, a point to the fans over out in left tonight. Just for them, but more importantly, you figured for the Shuckers what you had to do was wait out top of the bullpen, and sure enough, they're able to drive in a run and take a lead.
Runners on the corners, still two outs. That's the thing, too. All this has come with two outs, a two-out walk, hit by pitch, now a single. First pitch to Gabe Holt. Call a strike with the fastball at the knees. It's nothing and one. So Valero advances to third, Devaney out first. And Devaney really become a villain here in Montgomery, but a biscuit killer possibly. As Holt fouls back the fastball, just stays in the field of play as he ricochets off the netting. It's 0-2 on him. Holt a ground out on a pop out tonight. And the DH spot played second base yesterday. And the 0-2 is Holt loops it into center field. That's in for a base hit. Valerio scores. Devaney to second base. And the Shuckers have doubled their lead. It's now 2-0 in the seventh. A pair of RBI singles off the bat of Cam Devaney and Gabe Holt. We finally have our first runs tonight as well. Catcher Roberto Alvarez out to have a chat with the right-hander Carlos Garcia. But how about the Shuckers with two outs in this inning coming up clutch? And as Garrett, you said in the pregame, bottom three men in the order when you win games against tough pitchers like Taj Bradley, it's got to be that part of the order that produces.
If you can get those guys to either get on base or drive in runners, that is a formula for success.
Left fielder Noah Campbell makes a fastball at the knees, called strike. Also, those two are our picks to clip tonight, so I think it's going to be a wash.
Well, there might still be another at-bat for the Shuckers tonight for those two.
Runners on first and second, two outs, two runs in. 2-0 Shuckers, backs off the inside corner. A hard slider down and in. Campbell struck out swinging in the third, then ground out to third on a really impressive play by Aslavis Basabe, the third baseman. Rander Garcia for the letters, the 1-1. And Campbell fights it off back towards the screen. Count heads to 1-2. Well, Garcia's really labored in this inning. That's now 26 pitches, 14 of them for strikes, just over the 50% threshold. Looking to put away Campbell and the Shuckers here in this inning. 1-2. And Campbell foul tips it into the mitt of Alvarez for strike three. So finally gets out of it with his first strikeout of the inning. But the Shuckers strike for two runs on two hits and leave two men on base. It's stretch time here in Montgomery. Biloxi 2, Biscuits nothing. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes store discounts and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The seventh inning in Montgomery. Nick Bennett's evening is over after six really quality innings of the right-hander Nash Walters. First pitch is a fastball low for ball one to Holsizer, but again, Walters in for Bennett.
That 29th appearance of the year for Walters. He's 4-1 this year with a 5.28 earned run average.
1-0 to Nico Holsizer as he feigns and misses on a slider, 1-1.
10 games finished for Nash. He has six holds this year in 30 and two-thirds innings, 19 runs, 18 earned on 31 hits, 12 walks to 40 strikeouts for the right-hander Walters.
1-1, a Holsizer, and Bobby Tassoni says that he goes after. He peeled the first anyway. Steven Hodgins says that Holsizer went around. They count 1-2. Shuckers get this game's first two runs in the top half of the inning. Back-to-back RBI singles by Cam Devaney and Gabe Holmes. Ryander Walters, 1-2, is down away with a slider, and the count evens. Well, Holsizer, one of the biggest plays in the game that possibly didn't happen. A long double to kick off the second inning. A ball to hit maybe 3 or 4 feet below the yellow fence and line in 395 in the left center. As a 2-2 bounced in and got over the netting into lower pole. You don't see that happen really too often. Now it's a four-home put on the breaking ball. So again, a count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's a hold situation here for Nash Walters in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2. And Holsizer fouls it off back towards the backstop. And they'll continue on. Well, Nash is on a season-long 9-plus inning streak that has spanned over his last 8 appearances. Picked up 2 wins and 3 holds during that time. Tied for the second most holds in the league. 3-2, swing and a miss. A fastball, 97 on the inner half. And Walters puts away the ever-dangerous Nico Holsizer. Big first down. Let's give the line on to Bennett tonight. That was 6 innings of shutout baseball. Allows just 3 hits. Doesn't. He walks 1 batter and strikes out 7. 1 walk was to Gazar in the 6th. First pitch, fastball down and away for ball 1. 9 strikeouts are a new career high for Bennett. He's hit the 8 mark twice in his career, one of them coming in Birmingham earlier this season. 1-0.
is bounced in. 2-0 to Roberto Alvarez, the catcher from the right side. Shucker is ahead, 2-0. Looking to snap their six-game losing skid. 2-0. Fastball, Denise called strike at 95. The Shuckers won the first two games against the Emperors to kick off the second half of the season. And the 2-1 is bounced foul off the first base side. Alvarez laid on a fastball. Alvarez today 1-for-2, singled in the fifth, grounded out to Devaney at third in the second. Big Texan, the right-hander, 2-2. A bouncer passed him up the middle. Monasterio behind the second base bag, throws to first. Chest high to beat Alvarez by a few steps. 6-3 on the putout. And Walters, two up, two down to start his outing. So two outs, nobody on. And the left-handed hitting first baseman, Evan Edwards, just activated off IL today. Threw him a breaking ball on the outside, black for a called strike. Edwards 0-for-2, a line out to right. On the Weimer diving play his last time up. And Edwards swings through a fastball. The count's 0-2, and some type of flyover above our heads at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Can't find it. 0-2 is down and in. Fastball 1-2.
Nothing that went out beyond our field of vision, so it must have flown somewhere right behind us.
Yeah.
But it was loud.
It was loud. 1-2. And a check swing called, third strike on the outside corner. Walters with the slider on the outside corner. Two punch outs in the frame of 1-2-3. Seventh inning for Nash Walters. As his score string now 10-2/3 innings. Shuckers the 2-0 lead after seven in Montgomery. As much as Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers on top, 2-0 after Nash Walters scoreless frame. New pitcher on the mound, Jose Lopez, a southpaw in for Carlos Garcia. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home tonight.
All right. Thank you so much, Thomas. So it's the top of the order. Sal Frelick takes a pitch low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. So Taj Bradley goes 6 innings tonight. He's pulled after just 71 pitches, and immediately The Shuckers strike against the right-hander Carlos Garcia as Lopez deals in a fastball at the knees for a strike. It is 1-1. Frelick is 0 for 3 tonight. He struck out, grounded out, and flied out to right. The flyout was a great catch by Garrett Hyatt out in right field. Set in the 1-1. And a fastball is low at 94. Two balls and a strike to Frelick. Two runs, four hits, one error for the Shuckers. No runs, three hits, and no errors for the Biscuits. Left-hander Jose Lopez. Ready, Zendios. And this is hit the opposite way, foul by Freeland. And so the count, two balls and two strikes. 20th appearance. The Biscuits 3-3 with a 3.58 ERA. He is normally their closer, six saves in seven tries. 2-2, and Frelick taps this one foul at the plate. And so Sal stays alive at 2-2. Joey Weimer will follow, and then Andrew Monasterio, the 3-2 up for Biloxi here in the eighth inning, looking to possibly add on to their advantage. 2-0 over the Biscuits. The set of the 2-2. And Frelick hits this in the air to the left field corner. Meisner's tracking after it, and at the corner, in the corner, he can't make the grab. It's foul. Well, Meisner disappeared from our view down in the left field corner, and you just have to look to the home plate umpire, or the third base umpire, Justin Whitten, who indicated foul and no catch. So Frelick will head back in. Shuckers do have some action out in their bullpen right now, as it looks like the right-hander Harold Chirino is warming up to come in the eighth for the Shuckers. The set in the 2-2, and Frelick strikes out swinging on a slider. So Lopez gets his first out, and it brings up the right fielder Joey Weimer. He has been a masterclass of defense and pitching tonight. Left-hander Nick Bennett, six scoreless innings. Just three hits allowed and a new career-high nine strikeouts. And Lopez is walking towards the dugout. I don't know exactly what the issue is, as he has now handed something off to the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. And I'm not sure if he had maybe a wristband or something on that the umpire said he could not have on. Well, whatever it is, has been delivered. And so now Weimer in from the right side. Set on the first offer. And Joey, home run hacking, swings over a fastball at 96 for a strike. It is 0-1. We talked about it last night, thought the Shuckers might have a chance to land this XM All-Star Futures game roster. 0-1, and Weimer takes a fastball inside. It's 1-1. Unfortunately, Biloxi does not have anybody on their roster that made it, but there are two members of the Brewers minor leagues that did make the roster. The set and the 1-1, and Weimer takes low with a changeup, and the count is now 2-1. The 18-year-old Jackson Churillo, who has lit up Low A Carolina and now is the number one prospect in the Brewers system, he will be representing Milwaukee there in L.A. Skipper out to second, scooped up by Wisely, and the throw to first, even with Weimer galloping down the line, is in time to beat Joey by a step. Well, did a good job reaching out and punching it the opposite way, something we've seen Joey do a lot of over the last couple of days, but he just hasn't found the green grass. And he rounds out for the second out here in this eighth, and it brings up Andrew Monasterio. I'm not really surprised there. And how did Chirillo respond to getting the news? All he did was hit his 11th homer of the season tonight for the Mudcats. First pitch fastball on the outer edge for a strike to Monasterio. It is 0-1. Shuckers leading this one 2-0 thanks to RBI singles by Cam Devaney and Gabe Holt an inning ago. 0-1, and Monasterio cues it foul for a strike. It's 0-2.
I believe Antoine Kelly is on the mound tonight, too.
He is the other selection. Big, tall left-hander who leads the Midwest League in strikeouts. That one was not surprising. And really, neither was the selection of Chirillo. 0-2, and that's downstairs. The count is 1-2. Well, certainly because both Frelick and Weimer have dealt with separate injuries this year. Well, Joey certainly had his breakout campaign last year. He has still played very well this year. The 1-2, and that is low with a bender. The count is 2-2. Trujillo raising the rank of number one prospect in the system, and it'll be exciting to see Kelly pitch there coming up next Saturday in Los Angeles. 2-2, and Monasterio takes low, and the count is now 3-2. Check in on Kelly and the rest of the Brewers affiliated system coming up here in just a little bit. But for now, bases empty and two gone here in the top of the eighth. And the lefty, Jose Lopez, is 3-2, and Monasterio hits it over a leaping Jones and out into left field. Another rocket single off the bat of Monasterio. His second hit of the night, and the Shuckers have a two-out base runner for Jackson Reitz.
Well, that was an absolute bullet off the bat of Monasterio. And Ray Jones, he's got some ups there at shortstop. Pretty high up there in the air, but still over his head.
We've said it a few times tonight for different occasions, but off the bat, it looked like there was no chance anyone was going to catch it. And then Jones had a legitimate shot at it as this skips in with a fastball, really more of a 57-footer to Jackson Reitz for ball one. Reitz is 0 for 3 deep left center field. Jordan Kassar, the center fielder, made a great running catch at a full stretch to rob Reitz of what likely would have been an RBI as he bounds this one foul on the third base side, and the count is 1-1. Right-hander Chirino looks like he is pretty much ready out in the bullpen for Biloxi. So it looks like Nash Walters will get just an inning tonight, but an inning where he struck out two. The 1-1, and Reitz takes a changeup low and outside. It's two balls and a strike to Jackson. Last time up in the seventh inning, Reitz flied to center. That was the second out. And as Thomas pointed out in the seventh, Shucker scored both of their runs with two outs. A walk, a hit by pitch, an RBI single by Cam Devaney, and a single by Gabe Holt that drove in a run. The 2-1 offer. And Reitz swings through a fastball for a strike. The count draws even at 2-2. Jackson trying to keep a streak going. He has had an extra base hit in three consecutive games, had a two RBI double yesterday, and homered back on Monday. 2-2, and eats this in the air, right side of the diamond. Coming over wisely, he'll be called off by the first baseman who drops it. Edwards just flat drops it off of his right side, and the inning's gonna continue. Oh, Edwards was so casual trying to make the catch off of his right hip, and he just squeezed it wrong. And so Monasterio is in at third, and Reitz is safe at first. And a gift to the Shuckers.
It really is a gift. And now Jim Paddock's coming out to probably try to calm down Lopez, because you think that is a can of corn. You think 99.9% of those you're going to catch. And that one just, Edwards, I don't know if he took his eye off the baseball or lost at the last second of the lights, or you said, dude, we could have just not squeeze it. Just so casual about it. And you don't see many of those fall in the minor leagues.
Well, and Wisely had such a good beat on it as well at second, and Edwards called for it. There's not much wind left in the ballpark as the sun has mostly set. And so as a result, I think that goes more down as just a mental error than an actual ball taking a funny movement or anything like that. So it is an E3, Monasterio at third, and now Thomas Dillard with a chance to give the Shuckers an insurance run. First pitch is fouled off by Dillard for a strike. It is 0-1. Remember, Dillard has hit six home runs this year. Three of them have come here at Riverwalk Stadium. Batting from the right side against the left-hander Lopez. Was set in the 0-1. And that is over the outer edge with an off-speed for a strike, and the count is 0-2. Dillard a single through the right side back in the fifth when he was hitting from the left side, and he walked his last time up an inning ago in the seventh. Men on the edges and two gone, and the 0-2. And Dillard strikes out swinging on a fastball at the bottom of the zone. So an error comes to nothing for the Shuckers, in the top of the eighth inning. And as we move on to the bottom of the eighth, it's still Biloxi 2 and Montgomery nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Riverwalk Stadium, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Montgomery Biscuits 2-0. Day is over for Nash Walters. After a scoreless inning, he will give way to the line hitter Harold Chirino here in the eighth for Biloxi.
And 24-year-old Chirino, 6'2", 173. The right-hander, 23rd appearance of the season, is 1-1 with a 2.83 ERA. 28 2/3 innings on the mound, allowed just 9 earned runs, 2 home runs, walked 8. Struck out 27, opponents hitting just 212 off of him this season.
So he'll get 9-1-2, Hyatt, Wisely, and Jones. Two lefties and three in essence with Jones the switch hitter. First pitch bunted, right back to Chirino on three soft hops. It's a low throw, but Dillard is able to pick it on the short hop. And the Shuckers avoid potential disaster as Hyatt tried to sneak down a bunt, but he hit it too hard. 1-3 on the putout. Lineup turns back over to Wisely. So far tonight is 0-3 with a lineout and two strikeouts. Chirino sets and deals. And the first pitch, a fastball outside. It is 1-0. Well, Harold today was wearing his Venezuela jersey that he had. Kind of like a jersey shirt warm-up that he had on, the 1-0. As this is high and away, 2-0. There's Harold pitching in the WBSC World Qualifiers last year for the Olympics when he was a member of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. He went and pitched for Team Venezuela to help them try and qualify for the Olympics in Tokyo. As this is shot foul on the left side. And the count is 2-1 to Wisely. And Venezuela ultimately did not make it to the Olympics. However, exciting news today, as the 2023 World Baseball Classic schedule has been announced. You set in the 2-1. And that is just off the outer edge with a 95-mile-an-hour. Venezuela is part of the pools. You have pool A, B, C, and D. So I would imagine Harold likely has a very good chance to be a part of the Venezuela national team again. 3-1 is just outside with a fastball. It's ball four. A couple of really good pitches, but just off the outer edge, it's a one-out walk to Wisely. Just the second walk issued tonight by Shuckers pitching, and it brings up Greg Jones.
Miguel Cabrera, you think going to be on that team as well?
I don't know at this point if Miggy will be. There are a lot of really good Venezuelan players to pick from. As the first offer is high and in for ball, it is 1-0. It is going to be a tough pool there. Pool D and qualifiers, is Puerto Rico, Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, and Israel. And then another qualifying team. As a fastball dots the outer edge for a strike, and the count is 1-1 to Jones. That pool will play from March 11th to March 15th in Miami. Meanwhile, Team USA, they are in Pool C. Go over to first and back in standing up wisely. Pool C involves the USA, Mexico, Colombia, Canada, and then a qualifying team as well. Because there's still one more round of qualifying. The set and the 1-1. And that is shot the opposite way foul. And the count is 1-2. Don't believe that they have had a World Baseball Classic since 2017, if I'm not mistaken. They were set to have one in 2021, but because of the Olympics, they ended up pushing it back. The 1-2. And a backdoor slider is just left outside. And so the count is 2-2.
America won whenever it was the last World Baseball Classic, the infamous Adam Jones catch in center field.
Captain America, the 2-2 to left field. Campbell's over to cut it off, but the Biscuits have a little bit of a rally here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runners on first and second and one gone, and Oslavis Basabe coming ahead.
Well, this may be their best chance to score since those first two innings when that leadoff double. They had runners on first and second. That's just their second run of the game to get to second base, and wisely. Jones was only other after each on an E6 in the first.
It's a great scoring chance here. Giarino trying to shut it down for the Shuckers. 2-0 in favor of Biloxi here in the bottom of the eighth. And the first offer slider whipped in for a strike. It is 0-1. 2017 was the last time that it was held after a two-year delay because of the pandemic, and Team USA did win that World Cup, that World Baseball Classic that year. Set in the 0-1, and another slider right over the heart of the plate. I don't know what Basabe is turning for other than the fact that he just took a middle breaking ball. The count is 0-2 to the third baseman, who's 1-for-3 tonight. Wisely at second, Jones at first. One gone. The Shuckers leading by a pair here in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-2. And it's hit in the air. Wide field, Weimer wheeling around on it, settles underneath it and makes the catch. Wisely thinks about moving, but a dart throw by Weimer. And the Biscuits no better. Runners stay in place on a fly out to right. And they're now two gone for Jordan Kassar. Of course, if I remember correctly, the USA won that game against the Dominican Republic, and that was the big win for them, but they still had to go on and win another game. It's kind of like a miracle on ice.
Yeah.
Where the U.S. beat the Russians, but that was in the semifinal. It wasn't actually the gold medal game. Giarino readies in the first pitch, and a slider at the knees for a strike to Kassar. It is 0-1. Was also a Team U.S. sent any Bryce Harper or Clayton Kershaw or anybody like that, and everybody said this isn't a USA team that's got a chance to win a gold medal or win the World Baseball Classic. 0-1, and that is also at the knees of slider for a strike. It is 0-2. But then you look at what some of those guys on that team went on to do, most notably Christian Yelich, who turned into an MVP in 2018, and all of a sudden that roster looks pretty good in hindsight. The 0-2 on the way, and Kassar hits it on a line, but right at Monasterio, and Giarino works around a walk and a single to strand two and keep the Biscuits off the board in the bottom of the eighth. We move on to the ninth. Shuckers with a 2-0 lead as we go that way, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
The ninth inning here in Montgomery. The Shuckers carrying a 2-0 lead at the top of the ninth inning. It'll be Felix Valerio, Cam Devaney, and Gabe Holt due up. Left-hander Jose Lopez out for his second inning. On the first pitch, he's hit a mile in the air by Valerio. Mask off for Alvarez as he gets to the warning track behind home. And he reaches up and makes the out. So Valerio pops out behind home. The first out here in the ninth. And with one gone, it's Cam Devaney. By the way, I misspoke. USA did end up winning the gold medal. They won the World Baseball Classic with an 8-0 win over Puerto Rico that year in the World Baseball Classic. Well, here's Cam Devaney from the right side, and the first pitch is a little high for a ball, 1-0. Devaney is public enemy number one here in Montgomery tonight. You're just joining us. We'll tell you why here in a second. 1-0. And that is outside 2-0. Well, back in the fourth inning, Devaney caught a pop foul ball right near a large group that's down the third base line in foul territory. The 2-0. And Cam hits this on the line, but right at Jones, who hauls it in for the out. Two gone in the frame. Well, when Cam made the catch, remember, with two outs, the ball has to stay in play. So he deked like he was going to throw the ball into the crowd and then turned it through in. And that did not sit very well with the fans down there. They have been on him since. Also be mad because Devaney had the RBI single that gave the Shuckers a 1-0 lead in the seventh. First offer to Gabe Holt is outside for a ball, 1-0. Holt delivered the other run for the Shuckers on an RBI single in the ensuing at-bat. That is all the scoring so far tonight. The 1-0, and Holt fouls it straight back. So Holt has now hit safely in his last four consecutive games. You hope that maybe Sal Frelick might get another crack if the next two guys can get on so he can maybe extend his hitting and on-base streak. The set and the 1-1. That's a slider low and away. It's two balls and a swipe. Looks like the right-hander Zach Venero is getting warm for Biloxi out in their bullpen. So the Shuckers will turn to him to try and close this one out. 2-1 off the plate with a good-looking fastball. At 3-1 now to Holt. Remember, Cam Robinson, minor league leader in saves, threw an inning last night, so he is unavailable this evening. Last time Venero pitched was back on Monday. 3-1, Holt watching the entire way. And a fastball on the outside corner called a swipe. And the count has run full to game. Lefty-lefty matchup with the southpaw Lopez on the bump. Two gone and the bag's empty. And Lopez, here's the payoff. And Holt shoots it foul, third base side. Just a protective swing on an inside fastball. That is one amazing trait that Gabe has, such good bat speed and control. I've seen him do that so many times this year. Put together 10, 11, 12 pitch at bats where he just chokes up a little bit and protects the outside edge. 3-2, and he pops this one up, third base side. That'll get into the stands. And right into a large crowd, and a good catch by one of those fans down there. They have gotten plenty of souvenirs. They are the largest group that is here in the ballpark tonight. There's a smattering of fans around, but those down the third baseline is the biggest concentration of fans tonight in the ballpark at Riverwalk Stadium. Another 3-2 pitch to Holt on the way. And that is fouled off again down the left field line. So Gabe doing a good job staying alive. Venero is no longer throwing down the right field line in the Shuckers bullpen. So he is ready. Probably just one more warm-up toss when the inning comes to a close. Shuckers hoping to maybe extend it. 3-2 is high and inside. It's ball four. So Holt works the walk, second time he's been on tonight. Just the second walk issued by Biscuits pitching this evening. The only other one turned into a run, and now Noah Campbell the batter. And with that, catcher Roberto Alvarez is going to come out and have a word. There is some right-handed action out in the Biscuits bullpen right now. We'll see if they ultimately turn to it or not. Well, there is one other interesting note out there in the Brewers minor league universe today, and that was news that Garrett Mitchell has been assigned to the Arizona League Brewers, the Arizona Complex League Brewers. He is on minor league rehab there, as the first pitch to Campbell is a curveball outside for ball one. So that's exciting news. Shuckers certainly hoping to get Mitchell back into the fray pretty soon. The 1-0. That is on the outside edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Haven't seen Garrett since our series back at home. Back in early May. He's been out for nearly 2 months with an oblique injury. As the 1-1 is swung on a miss, it's 1-2. Campbell 0 for 3 tonight. Bang, bang, out at first, back in the sixth on a ground ball to third. He struck out twice, but both of them have been pitches he has tipped. 1-2 is inside with a fastball. The count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So tonight our check of the Brewers affiliated scoreboard will go all the way down to the lower minor leagues and the rookie complex. 2-2, and Campbell flies this one in the air. Right field line, long run over, and the catch is made in foul territory as he moves to the other side of the painted line. So the Shuckers get a one-out base runner, but nothing else. We go to the top or the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers looking to close out a victory. They lead it 2-0. They'll turn to their closer, the right-handed Zach Venero, on the other side of the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Montgomery Biscuits. They will turn to their closer, the right-hander Zach Venero, And he'll get Cameron Meisner to lose a little low with the slider, 1-0.
Elvinero's 27th appearance this season, 3-0 record, 3.10 ERA. Tied for third in the Southern League with 7 saves on the year, going for number 8.
1-0. And that is at the knees for his strike with the slider. It is 1-1.
29 innings for the right-hander this season, 28 strikeouts, opponents hitting .264.
Venero readies in the righties, 1-1. It is low and outside with the sinker, and the count is 2-1. Well, Venero came in and pitched on the game back on Monday night for Biloxi. In our July 4th game here. An inning and 2/3, 2 runs, 1 earned on 1 hit, a walk and a strikeout. As he gets a whiff and a miss on an inside slider to Meisner. And the count is now even at 2-2. Venero did not face Meisner that night. He was the lone batter that he did not see. The set and the 2-2. And an outside sinker misses. The count has run full. Center fielder Felix Shaded just a few steps towards left for the left-handed hitting Meisner. And the 3-2. He swung on and missed. He got him to strike out on a slider. Big first out for the right-hander Zach Venero. One gone and the designated hitter Nico Holsizer the batter. Nothing Shuckers, one gone and the base is empty in the bottom of the ninth. The first pitch, and that's inside, and it goes off of the mid of Reitz into the backstop for a ball. 97 on the gun here, it is 1-0. Remember, Holsizer very nearly gave the Biscuits the lead in the second. The set and the 1-0, and that is high and tight with the slider, it is 1-1. Holsizer hit a double to the deepest part of the park. It's Thrally here. And there's a 12-foot-high wall with another 4 feet of railing out there. 2-0. And that is in there for a strike. It is 2-1. I make no mistake about it. Holsizer has hit the video board out there and left before. He has plus-plus power. The set and the 2-1. And that is just above the letters with the fastball. And the count has gone to 3-1. However, tonight, Nick Bennett on the mound. It was off the very top of the wall and ricocheted back into the field of play for a double. 3-1. And a slider is inside for ball four. So two deep counts, a strikeout and a walk. And it brings up the catcher, Roberto Alvarez. And with that, Reitz is going to come out and have a quick word. And Monasterio is going to come and join as well. This is going to be half about how to pitch to Alvarez and half about how to deal with Holsizer. But for Bennett tonight, that double was one of two times that he had a man in scoring position all night. The other was when Jones reached on an error in the first and moved to second on a single by Basabe. He never had a runner reach third tonight. 9 strikeouts over 6 scoreless innings with just 1 walk to his credit this evening. First offer to Alvarez. And a swing and a tipper into the mid of Reitz for a strike at his 0-1. Alvarez today is 1-for-3, singled in the fifth. Venero, the 0-1. And that's hit the opposite way under the glove of Dillard and out into right field. Holsizer around second. He will make it into third. A ball that was sharply struck just to the left side of Dillard. He had to reach across his body and it went underneath him. And so now the tying run is on first base. The winning run is coming to the plate. And it is going to be Evan Edwards and one of their bullets tonight. They're going to go ahead and take Alvarez out of the game and pinch run for him. And I have to imagine that with two catchers and Tyler Frank on the bench, that Tyler Frank is the man who has come in to pinch run at first. And indeed, that is the case. So Frank in as a pinch runner now. And here is Evan Edwards. The set on the first offer. And that is inside, and it hits him. A hit-by-pitch has loaded the bases. The tying run now at second. And Garrett Hyatt will come to bat. Well, this is the best scoring opportunity the Biscuits have had all night. And now with things getting dicey, Nick Childs is going to hop out of the dugout and come out and have a quick word with Venero and try and calm the pulse of his closer. So a strikeout, a walk to Holsizer, a single by Alvarez, and now a hit by pitch on the first offer to Edwards has loaded up the bases with only one out. And again, in this situation, this is where it's good the Shuckers have a two-run advantage. Something in the air and catchable. Honestly, you want to hold the shutout, but you will trade one run coming in for the out.
See, too, if Venero can get one of those vintage sinker double play balls here for this inning, two to win the game. But as you said, they'll trade an out for a run at this point.
It's going to be tough to double up the right fielder, Hyatt, who's got good eye. Venero sets and fires. And the first pitch is a mile high but foul. Oh, Hyatt was just out in front and underneath that one. Launch that onto the street that's over on the first base side of Riverwalk Stadium. A loud strike one. Hyatt tonight is 0-for-3. The set and the 0-1. And that is at the knees with a slider for a strike on the outer edge. It is 0-2. Hyatt grounded out to first in the second. Lined out to right on a good running catch by Weimer. And then he tried to bunt his way on in the eighth. The 0-2. And he fouls it straight back. Tense moments here for the Shuckers, trying to snap out of a five-game losing skid. Bases loaded and one out, leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the ninth. Venero sets, and the 0-2 is a slider just off the plate. Trying to throw it back door. The count is now one ball and two strikes to Hyatt. Venero from the middle of the slab brings home the 1-2, and that is pulled down the right field line, but foul. Nervy moments here. Hyatt, the first foul ball that he hit. Home run distance, but foul off the bat. That one, he nearly tucked inside of the first base line. Worth noting, Edwards, not the fastest of runners over at first, but again, the Biscuits do not have another option because the other two players they have on their bench are both catchers. And so they have already pinch run for Alvarez with the tying run at second in the form of Tyler Frank. 1-2 the count to Hyatt. Bases empty and one gone. And Venero, the 1-2 pitch. Bouncer up the first baseline, but it's foul. About to be the seventh pitch of the at-bat to the right fielder. Holsizer at third, Frank at second, Edwards at first. Venero, the 1-2 pitch, and that is fouled off again. Came at him with a sinker that he just fought off. Center fielder Frelick shaded slightly towards left. Weimer is relatively deep out and straight away right. Campbell a few steps in and left. The 1-2 again. And that's hit up the middle, ranging over Valerio. He flips to second for one, on to first. It's a double play, and the Shuckers snap a 14-game losing streak at Riverwalk Stadium with a shutout of the Biscuits tonight. By the skin of their teeth, they get a masterfully turned 4-6-3 double play and beat the Biscuits 2-0 tonight. What an outstanding showing. Nick Bennett got it started, and the bullpen does the rest as the Shuckers top the Biscuits tonight 2-0. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Put a ribbon on this one and get you set for tomorrow night. Shuckers win it this evening on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime. At the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, see priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to the postgame show. Shuckers get a 2-0 shutout victory of the Biscuits tonight. They get it with a double play that ends the game. A reminder, that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. And what a finish to this contest. Shuckers were in control for really the back three innings until the ninth inning. Let's run you back through this one. There's not a whole lot to talk about for the first six innings of tonight's game because of how masterful both starting pitchers were. The right-hander Taj Bradley for Montgomery. Andrew Monasterio got the first of two hits off of the right-hander with a single with two outs in the fourth. But that was it. Thomas Dillard with the leadoff single in the fifth, but he would not advance any further. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, you cannot say enough about the left-hander Nick Bennett tonight. He worked around an error and a single in the first inning. He struck out the side. Nico Hulsizer then doubled in the second. It was almost a home run, but it stays in the ballpark. And he responds by retiring the next three in order. That kicked off a string of nine in a row retired by Bennett. He gave up a leadoff single in the fifth, but got a couple of really good defensive plays by Joey Weimer in that inning to sit down the next three, and worked around a two-out walk in the sixth to throw six scoreless innings tonight with a new career-high nine strikeouts. Shuckers would take the lead in the seventh. Remember, if this was a major league game, there'd be a lot of controversy around it. It's not. It's a minor league game. But tonight, the decision was made to pull the right-hander Taj Bradley after he threw just 70 pitches tonight. But because he had hit six innings, the decision was made to take him out. Right-hander Carlos Garcia comes in, and the Shuckers put together a two-out rally. Thomas Dillard with a walk. Felix Bellario was hit by a pitch, and then Cam Devaney, an RBI single to make it 1-0 Biloxi. That moved Valerio around to third, and Gabe Holt drove him home with an RBI single. That would be it for the scoring for the Shuckers on the night. Nash Walters, a tidy 1-2-3 seventh with two strikeouts. Harold Chirino, a one-out walk and single, but he retired the next two. And then the drama came in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cameron Meisner struck out, but the Nico Holsizer walked. Roberto Alvarez singled, and Evan Edwards was hit by a pitch to load up the bases. Garrett Hyatt then worked a nine-pitch at bat, but on the ninth pitch, he hit a bouncing ball up the middle. Felix Valerio, a backhand stab, flipped to a covering Andrew Monasterio, and a throw to first to Thomas Dillard. The Shuckers got a 4-6-3 double play to pick up the win tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League, as well as the Brewers-affiliated system, and get you all set for tomorrow. As we go back for station identification, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers pick up a 2-0 win over the Biscuits tonight. A look at scores from around the rest of the Southern League. Let's go ahead and send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We'll start over in Jackson, Mississippi, or in Pearl, Mississippi, where the Embrys Pensacola Blue Wahoos are playing a doubleheader because they got rained out on July 4th. They got rained out on July 4th on Monday, so they make it up a doubleheader today, in which the Embrays dropped the first game Friday. Tarnock against Yuri Perez, a really a star-studded battle on the mound, and really Tarnock, the tough luck, no decision for him tonight because it was the bullpen. End up blowing the game for the Embrays. Tarnock, six scoreless innings, walked two, allowed just one, and struck out six. Perez on the other side allowed one run on two hits, no walks, and struck out 10. Again, across six innings, his only run he allowed. Again, they're playing, had to go to extra innings in the eighth, but Justin Dean, a home run in the fourth inning. Norel Gonzalez tied the game with an RBI single in the top of the seventh inning, and in the top of the eighth, a wild pitch by Coleman Huntley, who was a losing pitcher tonight, and then a Victor Mesa RBI single. 3-1 Blue Wahoos winners in game one of the doubleheader. Game two is underway. It's 1-0 Pensacola. Right now, no hitting the Embrays the first two innings. They're in the bottom of the third right now, so 2 1/3. Devin Harrison RBI double that scored Bubba Hollins. That is the run, one run
in the contest so far, and playing just seven innings unless they play extras again. As we move on to Birmingham, 5-0 Smokies. They have sprinkled across runs in four of the first six innings tonight. A few home runs as well. Top of the third, Alexander Canario, his 11th blast of the season, a solo home run. Bryce Windham, solo home run as well, 5-0 on top of the Barons, who do have four hits tonight. Joelky Cespedes, the only extra base hit. It being the final game tonight over at Rocket City. 2-2 tie contest between them and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Bottom of the eighth inning, though, with two outs. Runners on first and second. Jordan Adams at the plate against Pedro Garcia on the mound for Chattanooga right now in that eighth inning. Big day, though, for Michael DeLeon. Two hits, and he drove in two on a home run in the top of the second. His second blast of the season with Chattanooga. Torrey Hunter Jr. sacrifice fly and Livian Soto, the only other runs in that game tonight. Really a even game over in Rocket City. Got a good one coming down.
And Chattanooga needs a win in that game. They are also 2-6 to start the second half of the season, but they are 3-7 in their last 10 games coming into tonight. Also worth mentioning in that Birmingham game, Yasmani Grandal, I believe, was on Major League Rehab there, but obviously no extra base hits, as you said, tonight in that contest. Thank you so much for the Southern League scoreboard there, Thomas. As for the Brewers affiliated system, you pick high A, low A, triple A. Where do we want to start tonight?
Let's go high A.
Let's go high A. All right. Well, that's a tough one to start at tonight because it was a back-and-forth affair this evening between Wisconsin and South Bend. There in South Bend, left-hander Antone Kelly was on the mound. He goes just three innings. He gives up three runs on five hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. He threw 75 pitches, so that's why he threw just three innings tonight. However, the T-Rats went in front this evening. Now, they did score two runs in the first inning. Tristan Peters, with his seventh triple of the year, that drove in two runs. Wisconsin would then see South Bend score a pair of runs, and they went in front 3-2. But then Albert Scipione with a two RBI double to vault them in front. Joe Gray Jr. then hit his 11th home run of the year, a two-run blast. And just like that, Wisconsin was out and running 6-3. A run scored in the bottom of the seventh, and it was 6-4. But that was the score for Wisconsin heading into the ninth inning. And unfortunately, Taylor Floyd, who struggled this year with the Shuckers, his struggles continued at high A tonight, just reassigned a few days ago. For Floyd, there in the ninth inning, he walked a batter, gave up another walk, and then unfortunately gave up a walk-off grand slam tonight. And so the Timber Rattlers fall to the South Bend Cubs by a final score of 8-6 in that game. As for the Carolina Mudcats, they fell behind 2-0 to Kannapolis tonight, but then got a three-run homer in the top of the third inning by, you guessed it, Jackson Churrio, his 11th of the year. Unfortunately, that was all the scoring tonight for Carolina, just like it was last night when Churrio hit a solo home run and they lost 6-1. Tonight, they end up losing 5-3 in their contest against Kannapolis. And at the AAA level, Nashville gets a 6-2 win over Columbus this evening. This is a good Columbus team that Nashville has beaten up on the last couple of nights, but they have the lefty Ethan Small on the mound tonight. Small, five innings, one run on two hits, four walks, but eight strikeouts. He improves to 6-3 with the win. Matt Hardy got a hold tonight as he goes one scoreless inning. Zach Brown, a scoreless inning tonight. And Lucas Ersig also threw a scoreless inning. Lucas has a 2.25 ERA at AAA this season. The big story out of this one, David Dahl, 3-for-4 tonight with three RBIs. He drove in three of the six runs tonight for Nashville as they get a win. And last but not least, we check in down in the Complex League with the Arizona Complex League Brewers Blue because Garrett Mitchell is making a minor league rehab appearance there. He's 0-for-1 tonight. Not something you like to see. He did reach base because he was hit by a pitch tonight. So not ideal, but Mitchell should get another at-bat or two. We will see how he does, and hopefully he'll rejoin us for our series in Tennessee. Nothing official on that, but just normally understanding how minor league rehab assignments work, you would hope that Mitchell would be back with Biloxi at that point. No game for the Brewers tonight. They are off this evening before they start a series coming up tomorrow. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Biloxi Shuckers, two runs, five hits. They committed one error, and they left seven men on base. For Montgomery, no runs on five hits. They committed one error. They lead justifiably so is Nick Bennett. He improves to 4-7 on the year. The losing pitcher, Carlos Garcia, drops to 5-1, and Zach Venero gets his 8th save of the year. Nash Walters also picks up his 7th hold, and Harold Chirino gets his first hold of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,567 on a 95-degree night here in Montgomery. With the win, the Shuckers snap a 5-game losing streak overall, and they snap a 14-game losing streak here at Riverwalk Stadium. The last time the Shuckers had gotten a win here in this ballpark was all the way back on June 6th of last year. They had been swept in their series here earlier in the season, lost the first 2 games of this series, and were also swept in their last series here in 2021. So it feels good to see the Shuckers get a win at this place, especially with the bases loaded there at the end. Kind of felt like something was coming at you. But Biloxi is able to get around it. They improved to 37-39 on the year, and they're now 3-6 in the second half. Montgomery 34-37. They're 6-3 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. first pitch coming up tomorrow night. Shuckers are going to send another lefty to the mound as they will send the left-hander Brandon Kinnear to the bump. 0-1 with a 3.81 ERA. He'll be opposed by the left-hander John Dakakis, who is 0-2 this year with a 6.33 ERA. Again, first pitch at 6:35, so we're on the air for you tomorrow night at 6:15 from right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zunzarella for all of his help tonight. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Thursday night, whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game. We're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Gary Green saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score in shutout fashion, the Biloxi Shuckers 2, the Montgomery Biscuits nothing. 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hang on for more Boss Tunes, Cruiser Music, here on Cruiser WGCM, right after this.
Being unprepared for a storm is not the way to start off hurricane season. Not only should you be stocked up on water, food, and batteries, but your car should be serviced and ready to go as well. Stop by Baldwin Subaru in Covington for a free multi-point inspection. Have a fresh cup of coffee and keep an eye on the weather in our Subaru lounge. While you wait, we'll make sure your car is hurricane ready. Oh yeah! And don't leave the dog behind. We're pet friendly. See you soon at Baldwin Subaru.
Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is there for all your automotive needs. You'll find them on A Avenue in Gulfport. Joey Plummer is continuing the family tradition. From maintenance needs to major repairs, let Ace take care of your ride. Call Ace at 228-863-5782. 228-863-5782. Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is still the best place in Gulfport to take a leak.
Come on, cruise in WGCM, baby.